agree with what God says. Sometimes we don't, because it's coming from a man. We target the man, yes, Brother Smith. Yes, but it's God. I'm not gonna get up here and say something that's not in the book. Amen. What's in the book? If you get angry at God, right, not at me. We are going to attempt to deal with the topic that has been given to me, but I must acknowledge that I'm so thankful that the Alabama State Lectureship Committee chose me, and all those that work with that. We are just so thankful to be here and standing before this great audience, and as well as the host minister, Brother Branch. Delighted to be here. My wife and I got my wife with me. She's sitting over there by Sister C, and that's my shotgun. I tell you, she watches and she gives me corrected criticism. I don't mind corrected criticism from wife. We've been together for a long time, so she can tell me some things that will help me. Demands of discipleship. We don't understand what all that means, really. And we can't understand until God explains it to us. But when we talk about demands, it's talked about some, we must meet certain condition to acquire a certain end. And the end here is disciple. What is the process by which I must go through, and God must tell me now, to become a disciple? And why is this disciple so important in the Church of Christ? Why is disciples important? If we look at the scripture, and I want to read it, it's we start with the 24th verse, Matthew 16, 24. And when you look at that scripture, and it tells us something about what Jesus is saying. Now, Jesus just finished teaching his disciples, and he was teaching Peter, and Peter is always saying something off the wall, and Jesus was telling him, now I got to go to Jerusalem, and I'm going to suffer at the hands of wicked men. Peter said, not so, Lord. Not so. We are just like that today. God is trying to tell us, and we're telling God, not so, God. We don't have to do that. Yes, we do. Now, I'm not going to get up in hoop and jump down here. I'll be 76 years old this year. You know, I know my place. And I'm not going to scream too loud or may run out of air. You see, God loves us. And he's trying to tell us something.
All right.
It costs Jesus something to save us.
Yes.
It costs Jesus. Yes. And Jesus saying here, it's going to cost you to be my disciple.
Yes, sir.
We get up here sometime on Sunday morning, we moan and cry and saying, I'm going through changes. You're supposed to be going through changes, saints. We are in a spiritual warfare. Isn't that right, saints? Yes. We're in a spiritual warfare. What you expect? My Lord, help us, Jesus. I look at the scripture that talks about here. It said, and look, then Jesus said unto his disciples. Now, you notice that word, his disciples. Everybody in the church is not his disciples. I think one of the preachers brought that out earlier. You might be in here call yourself Church Christ. I go to Church Christ, yeah. But you ain't no disciple. You will see right here what a disciple does. You see, Jesus said, Jesus unto his disciples, if any man would come after me. Now, don't you see there, that's a voluntary decision. Do we see that? If any man would come after me.
All right.
Now I'm telling my disciples, don't you hinder those people, preachers, from coming to Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Oh, that's a big word. We still trying. I've been in the church for 40 years. I've still got some undeniable stuff I'm working with. And perhaps you too. You have denied yourself completely. I know. You can go over there in 2 Peter 1:5 and check. Have you been adding all those virtues? See, if you'd have denied yourself, you'd have did what Jesus said do. And you would have been better off right now spiritually. Because people will see your fruit. Galatians 5:22. They can see your fruit because you didn't add virtue to your faith. You cannot produce fruit until you add and do what Jesus said do. Then people could see that in fact that you are a Christian. This is the problem we have in the church. We have us. Now, I'm not condemning us. We just get slow for some time. We live in a world, we live in a sinful world that have taught us to be laid back. Don't get in a hurry to do stuff for other folks. And especially Jesus. Now, if it involves you making money and you get some, you put that on top shelf. But what Jesus said here, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Lord have mercy. I got to deny me. I got some relatives that's not in the church. We have dinner on Sunday afternoon. They don't come to worship with me. But I go to their house, you know, because that's my mama and my daddy. But Christ said you got to deny yourself.
Yeah.
See what you got to do. You got to deny that old sinful appetite, that old sinful thing that wants you to do something contrary to what God wants you to do. God tells us not to hang around sinners. Fellowship with him. Now, I'm not talking about on a mission. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about fellowship, running with him.
Amen.
James 4, you know what God said. He talks about it in James 4. See, we married to Jesus, aren't we not? Huh? And if we do things that is contrary to what Jesus teach, we become an adulterer and adulteress. You know what that is. Would you want your wife hanging around some other man? Or your husband hanging around some other woman? We got to watch that. See, when it comes straight down Front Street and hit us, then we understand. I don't want that. But we do Jesus any kind of way and expect him to accept it. He said you got to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. Brothers, I don't know if I'm going to finish this right here because that's a big chunk right here. The church of Christ, we are followers,
yes, we are.
But we're not following Jesus like he says follow. We following everybody else, but not Jesus. Follow Jesus. That's what Jesus said, follow me. We follow everyone but Jesus. Now I see you hold your head down. No, see, that's okay. Hebrew 4 talks about that. I'm using a dagger. And when you get cut, brother, you know you ain't going to be smiling. And if you could come up and tell me, say, Brother Harris, I really enjoyed it. You mean you enjoy getting cut? Don't lie. lie to me. Don't lie. Stay in the church. Don't be lying. I know this is a cut. I'm cutting out. We got to understand this. Jesus said, deny yourself. I got to deny. Look, you know one thing. I might have to stop right here just for a minute and go over here to, I want to look at something right here in the 14th chapter, 14th chapter of Luke, and the 26th verse right here. Now see, here what Jesus was saying. See, Jesus tried to teach us something here. Let's go with the 25th verse and say, and there were great multitude with him. And he turned and said unto them, look what Jesus said. If any man come to me, now see, you can't do any of these things until you deny yourself. Look, and hate not his father. Let me put second. Hate not his father and mother. Man, what are you talking about? Hate my father and my mother, and especially my mother? What Jesus talking about? This is some strong stuff. But we call ourselves Christians. Jesus said, deny yourself. And wife. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You mean I got to hate her too? I know God is talking straight up, because he told Adam something similar. He said, because you listen to your wife, that's why we're in this trouble. You listen to your wife. It's good to listen to your wife when she on point, when she's spiritual. But when she tried to come between you and your God, you better stop that. Right in your track. Now, how are you going to stop it? God tells us to, if you go back to what I was saying in 2 Peter 1:5, the first thing he said to add was what? Virtue. Now, how can you do any of these things without courage? You can't do anything. All you could be is a yes, ma'am, a yes, man, without courage. Anything comes up, you okay with it. God wanted to stand for him, not stand for anything. Deny yourself. He said, you got to hate father. And you got to hate mother and wife and all them children. You got to hate them. You know, children can drive you into hell. They come whining to mama and daddy. They come whining to mama. And then mama whined to daddy for the two. They know how to fix it, don't they, brother? They know how to go. They know the weak link in the family. They know. And they come whining. We have to understand that. He said, brethren and sisters, you got to put them second. Yea, and his own life. Yes. If you can't do these things, you can't be my disciple. Now, answer me this. How can you make it into heaven not being a disciple? It just said it right here. If you won't do any of these things here, you're not going to make it. Boy, my time is gone. I done went 20 minutes already. My Lord, let me speed up here. Let me speed up here. Look what it says. Going back to the text here. Look what it says in 25th verse says. And whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Jesus is telling us here there is a cost for being a disciple. You cannot follow me being a coward. You may be in danger at some point. Now, there are areas in this world that you could possibly lose your life for proclaiming the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah. We are just so happen to be blessed to live in a country where we don't have to have that fear. But one thing we have spiritual assassination.
Yes.
We will be assassinated for being a Christian. And you know what that means. Your relatives are going to assassinate you. That's who's going to get you. The one closer to you, the one living in the house with you. Sometimes your husband will assassinate you. Sometimes your wife will assassinate you. I'm going to tell you, I came out of the apostolic group, and I was so glad God raised a fuss in that group, and then they kicked me out. And Brother Jones, I'm still running from them. That was one Sunday morning, they kicked me out. I was living in Indianapolis. I passed by this church where G.P. Hope was teaching, and I came in there and filled out one of those cards that I wanted to know more about the church. And a week later, he came down and taught me the gospel.
All right. All
this is why, right. 40 years ago,
right.
You know, God knew what I could become.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And I shiver sometimes. You should, too. I shiver sometimes thinking that if I'd have remained there, my soul would have been lost, Brother Prince. Would have been lost. One thing I got to bring up. I'm just not going to finish this. One thing I got to bring up. See, when you come to Jesus, we're going to do the thing that Jesus tells us to do. Disciples going to teach and make other disciples. We got fishing holes here in this area. And you've been fishing, and people have been closing doors in your face, and you're still going back. You know, how dumb can we be when there's no fish in the hole? So what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to look at what Jesus had already commissioned us to do. This is a world, you know, the church is universal. There are areas in the world that need our help financially because we already got preachers working in those foreign countries.
Yeah.
All they need is our financial backing.
Yeah. Right.
Now, I'm not condemning you that's building buildings, but let me drop this. God ain't told none of us to build buildings.
Right.
None of us. Now, we know we need a shelter of some type, but I don't need no $5 million shelter. If I got enough money to build a $5 million shelter, I may could use $100,000 to build the building and send the rest of it maybe to Africa. Do you understand? Y'all didn't get upset about that, did you? Africa needs people to get baptized daily there. So that's where the fish is at. We should fish in the areas that the fish is at. Let's do what we need to do. Let's do that. God would bless us. God would bless us. He God loves us. God said, whosoever will save his life, we can't not be cowards working this. I don't care what my buddies say, I'm gonna do what Jesus said. Oh, it might not be fashionable, it might not be politically correct for me to send money over to Africa. It might not be that. But Jesus say I should do it. I don't care what my buddies say. That's where that courage comes in. And we got to stand up, church, for the Lord. Too many of us are too coward. Oh, we talk good, and we leave on Sunday morning after preaching, done put a little butter on our lifestyle and grease us a little bit, and then we'll go back out in the world. We think everything's all right. We have not done anything because we're doing the same thing we did in 2014. We ain't doing nothing different. 15. changed. The reason we haven't changed, because we have not denied ourselves. Flesh is still in control. We have not denied ourselves. Look what the book said. 26 said, for what is a man profit? What? How much time I got, brother? For what is a man profit? I may have no time to finish that. If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? That's a quick answer. Nothing.
That's all right. That's all right.
You ain't got nothing that God won't. Sometimes if we could come take our heads out of the cloud and come down and become humbled, maybe God could use us.
All right.
When I learned that I ain't nothing but a cluck of dirt, man, that buffed my bubble. Huh? Brother John, my bubble bust. That's it. God is in charge. He created me for his purpose. That's what God created me for. Not for the devil. What we take, don't you know, you don't even have a body. Those in the church, you don't even have a body. The body that you are in belongs to whom? God. We'll take God's body. That means we have to steal it, because God ain't giving you permission to take it. We have to steal it and go and do evil stuff with it. Let's slow down and take a breath, brother.
All right.
Can't get too windy. This is what God wants us to do.
All right.
Do the right thing.
Yeah.
And if we do the right thing, then we'll make God happy.
Amen.
Don't you want to make God happy? I got to cut off now. I got one more point, but I got to cut it off. 2 minutes. But anyway, I can't explain it in 2 minutes. No, it's 2 minutes. I don't like to do a half job. I got to cut it down. We have been blessed. I'm closing now. We have been blessed, and God has blessed us. Let's start and cut over a new leaf from with this lectureship. Let's start loving each other. You see, everything, all of this salvation that God has to offer us is hinged on love.
Yes, it is.
You know one thing? If I love my brother, I heard it speak the first when it kicked off on Monday night. I loved him.
Yeah.
Love his son. Beautiful son. But God wants us to love all of us.
Yeah.
Don't look at the shortcomings in each other.
Amen. All right.
Love each other.
Amen.
And that's what God wants. If we love each other, then people can see, in fact, that we are children of God.
Amen.
And that's glorifying your Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Let's do that. And we can start right now from this lectureship.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Discipleship. So when we get on Pulaski Pike leading this building, we